الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Throughout the world, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through a very difficult and a very trying phase or period. Persecution, loss of property, loss of dignity and honor, torture, hardship, trials and tribulations have almost become the norm with Muslims throughout the world. On the one hand, there is a possibility that this may cause within us a certain level of concern, a certain level of worry as to what is the direction that this ummah is going. One almost at times feels helpless that what can be done in the face or in the light of this aggression and tyranny that is being meted out against this ummah. On the other hand, if one has to look into Quran and Hadith, we have to understand that the dominion and the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمِنْ بَعْدِ إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرِّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوْ وَإِنْ يُرِدَكَ بِخَيْرِ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ Few verses of the Quran I've recited and there are many, many more. And the principal message behind all these verses is that no harm or no difficulty on the one hand or prosperity and ease will befall anyone without the permission of Allah. No enemy of Islam, no individual or government, regardless of the financial, material means at his disposal, can do anything unless Allah's will, Allah's irada is behind that. The dominion of the heavens of this earth, and the earth belongs to Allah. If this ummah is going through trials, tribulations, difficulty, hardship, behind this there is the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasib an Nas, Ayyutraku, Ayyakulu Amanna Wahum La Yuftanun. Then what do the people think? That we are going to say we are Muslim? We are reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the owners of Miftahul Jannah, of the key to Jannat. We are the vicegerents of Allah on this earth. Allah says, do you think you are going to say that? Wahum la yuftanun, and you won't be tested? Difficulties and hardships will not come your way. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Allah says the nations of the past were tested also. What extent of test? حُمِّلُوا عَلَى الْأَخْشَابِ People were crucified for the name of Islam. Nushiru bil manashir. Human beings, saws were used to cut their bodies into pieces. Great, great Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, Zakariya alayhi salam, his body was cut into half. Yahya alayhi salam, like how a goat is slaughtered, the head of this Nabi was cut off. Nushiru bil manashir wa yumshatu bi amshadil hadid ma duna lahmihi wa idhamihi. Certain individuals in the past, for the sake of Islam and Iman, metal rods were used to separate the skin, separate the flesh from the bones of the body. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. The nations of the past, before this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were tested, and you also will be tested. And what is behind this? What is the underlying hikmah and wisdom? Why does Allah allow this? Why does Allah not send down His malaika to assist the Muslims? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Literally translated, what this means, that Allah will come to know who is sadiq, who is truthful in what? In this declaration, آمَنَّا. That I am from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the reciter of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah says, you said this, this carries a price. We will make it known. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will come to know who is sadiq, who is truthful, and who are the liars in this declaration. My respected brothers, literally translated, this verse means Allah will come to know. There is no question of Allah coming to know anything. Allah's ilm is azali. Allah's knowledge is eternal. Allah's knowledge is not acquired. Circumstances and occurrences does not increase or decrease the knowledge of Allah. Allah's zat, Allah's being is such that Allah is free from the constraints of time, past tense, present tense, and future tense. Allah already knows everything. Innahu alimun bidhati sudur, alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Many, many verses in the Quran, Allah speaks of His ilmul ghayb. Allah is already aware of everything. What these verses mean, where Quran says Allah will come to know, means that Allah will make it apparent that everyone will come to know. These trials and tribulations are the sifting process. When you mine gold from the ground, it doesn't come out pure and shining. It has to go through a process. Anything valuable in this world, there is a process before it reaches its pinnacle and its point. And on the way to the road to perfection, there will be many that will be rejected. This is the meaning where Allah says, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Through these trials and tests and tribulations, which is occurring on a daily basis, Allah says, we are sifting you. Who is sadiq and who is kadhib? Who is truthful and who are the liars in what? Amanna, amanna. What is this amanna? Ulama say, kalima-e tawheed, apne marzi ke salam hone ka iqrar hai. When you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, this is a promise you are taking with Allah. This is a covenant you are making with Allah. That from this day onwards, my logic, my understanding, my thinking, my intellect, what I see, what I hear, what I understand has come to an end. And I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On a daily basis, this ummah is being tested, every individual. And what is the criteria of truthfulness? What is the yardstick? What is the measuring tape by which Allah will determine who are the truthful and who are the liars? My respected brothers, the measuring tape, the yardstick is one thing and one thing only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sibghat Allah, wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha. Allah says, bring yourself in Allah's court, having colored yourself in the mold of Allah, in the color of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغًا. And that is the most superior color. What is the color of Allah? Mufassirin say, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This month of Rabiul Awwal, various masajids throughout the entire world, various auditoriums, seerah, jalsas and gatherings occur. The life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his attributes, his sifat, his dignity, his honor, his status, his nobility, his sacrifice, for 10 or 12 days is discussed at great detail. And interestingly, my respected brothers, I have mentioned this many times before, generally if you look in the annals of human history, there is mention of tyrants, of rulers, of conquerors, of kings, of superpowers. Very rarely do we find in the annals of history mention of someone who is poor or someone who is an orphan. Yet, miraculously, in the case of this orphan, born in the desert, in the most backward nation of the time, every aspect of his existence is recorded. How many of us here know which day of the week we were born? How many of us know what time it was when we were born? This is this generation. Our own parents will not be able to tell us exactly what time we were born. 14 centuries ago, Allah said in His Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun," that we have revealed this Quran and we will protect this Quran. Every letter, every harf, every nukta of the Quran will be protected. 14 centuries ago, this claim Quran made that Dajjalun, Kazzaboon will come. Millions will be spent to adulterate this Quran. But Allah took it upon Himself. Till Qiyamah, till the time this Quran is lifted up prior to Qiyamah, not one letter of this Quran will be adulterated. In 1933, a group of German padres got together. They collected 70 copies of the Bible, 70 prints, and they found in every print there was changes. Not one was the same as the other. They became worried. So they started collecting copies of the Quran. It is said at that time, when there were no big printing presses, they managed to collect 40,000 manuscripts. And these people, it is recorded, sat in a room, hours and hours were spent going page by page with one goal, to find one copy of the Quran that differed with the next one. Eventually, after months of arduous labor, they had to throw the towel in, that they could not find one copy of the Quran that differed with the next one. The promise of Allah, we have revealed this Quran, we will protect it. My respected brothers, not only has Allah taken upon Himself to protect the script of the Quran, the message of the Quran, the akhlaq of the Quran, the commands of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, what Quran wants. Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about the tafsir of the Quran, what did she respond? She said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Quran," the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran. He was a living, walking, talking Quran. He was a living manifestation of what the Quran wanted. So like Allah took upon Himself to protect the letters of the Quran, the alphabets of the Quran, Allah took upon Himself to protect every aspect of the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of times I'm digressing. We have this difference of opinion. The Shafi'is make namaz in one way, Hanafi is another way, Maliki is another way, Hanbali is another way. What is this? Sometimes you get into unnecessary arguments. Ulama explain it beautifully, that every ada, every action of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was loved by Allah. Allah wanted to keep it alive till Qiyamah. So he inspired one imam in one way, the other imam in the other way, the third imam in another way, the fourth imam in another way, so that whatever his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, at any time in his life, some section of the ummah is keeping it alive till Qiyamah. This is not a source of arguments, and not a source of division. This is the love which Allah had for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every ada of his. This orphan, born in a desert. I mentioned earlier, many of us won't know what day of the week we were born, what time it was. Yet, born in Rabi'ul Awwal, with regards to his birth, the date, there is some difference of opinion. Some muarikhin say 8, some say 12, some say others, but Jamhur say 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. With regards to the day, there is no difference of opinion. It was a Monday. Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, according to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April, 572. 6 months after the incident when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah, Amul Fil, it was a Monday morning, Subah Sadiq. About 4:20 in the morning, this time 4:20. Where am I getting it from? On the 22nd of April in Makkah Mukarramah, Subah Sadiq takes place at 4:20. He passed away 7th of June, 633, according to the Christian calendar. 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, there is consensus. The day of the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the date was 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. It was a Monday, it was the time of Chasht. Around 11 o'clock in the morning. Number of days in this world, 22,330 days. His nubuwat also a Monday. He was at the age of 40. According to Tirmizi Sharif Riwayat, it was the 21st of Ramadan. It was in the cave of Hira. Allah sent Jibreel with the first revelation. That was a Monday. From that time till the Monday he passed away, 8,156 days. Father's name Abdullah, mother's name Amina. Amina was just 2 months pregnant. Abdullah went to Syria for some trade. On the return, he stopped in Medina Munawwara. There he passed away. Amina was just 2 months pregnant. Ulama explain, they say he was conceived in the oven of Abdiyat. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace, Amina. The one who assisted in his birth, her name was Shifa bint Amr. She was a midwife, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf. Later on, she became a Muslim, radiallahu anha. Shifa bint Amr was the midwife. They say that also is not coincidental. That personality who was going to come to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. His foster mother, Halima. Halima comes from Hilm. Hilm means akhlaq, forbearance, tolerance. He was the personification of Hilm and akhlaq to such an extent that Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are upon a perfect character. This occasion of Jumu'ah, unfortunately, my respected brothers, it is impossible to do justice to this topic or to even to endeavor. But just very, very briefly, a few salient points for us to understand the extent to which Allah preserved every aspect of the life of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Muttalib, 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Amul Fil, he is in the Haram, he is crying. The grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, you took my son Abdullah away. His wife is giving birth. Let it be a male child. So that at least the legacy of my son can live on. His uncles also. Even Abu Lahab, who later became his greatest enemy, one of his greatest enemies. It is said, when Thuwayba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, came to give him the glad tidings, that in the house of Abdullah, a male child was born. He was so happy that he told the slave girl, Suwayba, you are free. He freed her because of the basharat of the news of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One great alim saw Abu Lahab in a dream. He asked him, "What is your position?" He says, "I am suffering greatly in the azab of Allah. But every Monday, I am given water equivalent to one fingernail to drink. Allah's mercy to me because of the happiness I showed on the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." His mother Amina, Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, mentions the riwayat in his Khasais al-Kubra, relying on Abu Nu'aym's hilya. She says 9 months had passed. And she started experiencing the discomfort, the pain, the difficulty that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy normally experiences. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضْ مَسَحَ عَلَىٰ فُعَادِي. She says, "I saw a white bird. It came down from the heavens. It massaged my heart. All the pain and discomfort I was experiencing with the massaging of this bird was removed. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْتُ. Then I turned. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنًا. I saw a bowl of milk in front of me. It just appeared. كُنْتُ أَتْشَى. I was thirsty. فَتَنَاوَلْتُهَا فَشَرِبْتُهَا. I picked it up and I started drinking. When I started drinking this milk, فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. As I drank this milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen. And in that moment, I saw the whole universe. The east and the west lit up for me. وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَعْلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, "I saw three huge flags. One in the east, one in the west, and one on the center of Baytullah. I became enraptured by this vision. I was enamored to such an extent that as this vision lifted, without any pain or discomfort, the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already taken place." Shifa bint Amr says, I assisted in many births. But the moment I saw this child, straight away three observations she made. وُلِدَ مَخْتُونًا وُلِدَ مَخْتُوعَ السُّرَّةِ. She says, other children, circumcision has to take place. I observed that this child's circumcision had already taken place. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born with the umbilical cord already separated. Other children, the gandagi, the filth from inside is on the child, it has to be bathed. She says it appeared as if this child had already been bathed. He was absolutely pure. He lay on the side of his mother, 5 or 10 minutes old. All of a sudden, Amina says, as if a burst of energy came, this little baby turned over and like an adult makes sajda. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into sajda. Then she says, he remained in sajda a long time. Then he lifted up his head from sajda, raised up his finger to the heavens. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. She says, when he raised his finger, a light came out of his finger. The palaces of Syria, the palaces of Basra, the palaces of Iran became visible in that light. She says, I picked the baby up, I placed it on my lap. All of a sudden, the roof of her house opened up. Nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended. Like sometimes in the mist, you can't see 1 meter or 1/2 meter in front of you. She says this cloud descended till it covered up the body of this baby. He was no longer visible. Then it lifted up and a voice called out from the unseen. طوفوا به مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ليعرفوا باسمه وناته وصورته. Take this child to the east and to the west. That moment for which the entire kainat was waiting. From the inception of humanity, the bridegroom of humanity has come. introduce him to the entire makhluk. It is said on that night of his birth, the stars started descending. They came close to the home of Amina. It appeared as if the stars would drop onto the earth. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many years later, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were a baby, I already knew there was something special about you. He says, how did you know, my uncle? He says, I saw you lying in the cradle. Like a little child normally does, your hand would move in one direction, your foot would kick in one direction. He said, I observed the moon moved in the direction that you pointed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, وَكَانَ الْقَمْرُ يُلَاغِينِي وَيُحَاقِينِي وَيَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْبُكَى. For other children, toys I used to placate them so that they don't cry and sob and weep. Allah used the moon for me. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire kainat come to know. That same night, it is said, every idol toppled over. The thrones of the zalim kings of the world toppled over. The fire in Iran, which the Persians used to worship, which for 1,000 years was burning, had never been put out. On that night, all of a sudden, that fire extinguished. They didn't know from which source. The palace of the ruler of Iran, the superpower of that time, 14 pillars crushed to the earth on the night of the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said, in the oceans, every fish went to the next fish to give the basharat of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the heavens, malaika upon malaika, angels upon angels, went to one another to give the basharat and of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This voice called out, وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثٍ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحٍ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَاعِيلٍ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحٍ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطٍ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقٍ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبٍ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالٍ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسَ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسَ وَصَبْرَ أَيُّوبَ وَلَحْنَ دَاوُودَ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the waqar, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin. Like how in a dye factory, you take the cloth, dip it into the paint so that the color catches up. Allah says, that voice called out, anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. This is just when he was a baby of a few minutes old. For the next 63 years, he grew in stature, he grew in nobility, he grew in status to such an extent that Allama Saadi rahimahullah puts it beautifully, ba'das khuda buzurg. After Allah, in greatness, in sublimity, in beauty, in perfection, you are the final word. Like one alim puts it nicely, sif sif do zaat hai, jin ki khud tarif sajti hai. Ek hai Allah, dusre Allah ki rasul, baki sab bakwas hai. Jo kehta hai, ke main aisa aur waisa, usse bura koi nahi. There are only two beings that are worthy of self-praise. One is Allah, the other is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Besides this, everything else is nonsense. The one who says, I am like this, I am like that, worse than him, there is no one. Time has already run out. My respected brothers, the praises of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our minimal intellect, our dirty, filthy tongues, our hearts which are soiled with the love and attraction of this dunya, we can never ever do justice to such a topic. But the point of the matter is, a court is coming. A day is coming. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you were a ruler or a pauper, what language you spoke, which corner of the world you came from, will count for nothing in that court. There will only be one criteria of success. There will be only one visa of Jannah. What passport are you coming with on that day? I had a six-figure bank balance. That passport is no good. I belong to certain family, spoke certain language. That passport is no good. I had this degree. I had that qualification. People looked after me. Allah's qasam, that passport also is no good. There is only one passport, one visa. That is the key to Jannah on that day. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لَوِ اسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاؤُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ لَأَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَيَّدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدًا. Allah says, if they open every door and come on every road, I will never grant them access, entrance into my court. I will never grant them my love or my closeness until they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Few years ago, there was one youngster in America. He accepted Islam. In his fervor to practice upon the sunnah, this youngster kept his clothing halfway between the knee and the ankle, because that is the actual sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just mentioning this incident. Time is limited. Al-aqilu takfil ishara, aqal man ke liye ishara kafi hai. What value do we have for sunnah? Now the exams took place, matric exams. Ask those students, what is the value of one mark? It can be the difference between failing and passing. One mark. For ordinary exam of this world, what is the value of sunnah? One sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One scholar told this revered new Muslim, why don't you lower your clothing? Just above the ankle is allowed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma asfal al ka'bain fi nar." Below the ankle is in Jahannam. Till right till the ankle is allowed. Lower it a little bit. I fear people will mock at you. What was the response of this new Muslim? He looks at the scholar, born in Islam. He says to him two things. Do you want me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved for the opinion of fools? The second thing he said, you are a Muslim. You are a Muslim by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You are a Muslim by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. 5 billion insan of this earth are crying out, are thirsty. Show us Islam. Show us the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show us his dressing. Show us insaniyat. Show us his mannerism. That responsibility has fallen on the shoulders of 20% of the population of the world. Those who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his life, this is not something for 12 days. That we sing some naats or nazams, have a few seerah jalsas, and not one person who is away from the masjid makes tawbah and comes to the masjid. Not one person who is shaving his beard keeps a beard. Not one person whose life is away from sunnah starts practicing upon sunnah. Have we fulfilled the haq? Have we understood what his personality was, what his qurbani, what his sacrifice was? His birth is not to be celebrated in Rabiul Awwal. My respected brothers, every second of our lives, we have to celebrate the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every second of our lives are a living testimony of his qurbani and sacrifice upon us, that we are reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At least, and I will terminate on this, take one message of Rabiul Awwal. One message that, like a soldier of an army of a certain country, doesn't have to introduce himself. The police officer doesn't have to introduce himself. I am a policeman. You look at his uniform. Straight away you know this is a policeman. At least this much. At least this much message of Rabiul Awwal take, that wherever I go, whether it's my business, whether it's the school, whether it's the universities, whether it's my home, I don't have to tell anyone that I am the ghulam and the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At least my appearance, let me try and make it such that people looking at me know this is the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Get the outside right at least, inshallah, Allah will make the inside right. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidun.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.